HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
Being a parent is the most important role you will play in life. And though it may turn out to be a challenge, it is critical that both parents need to look as if they are on the same page. Hi, I'm Neerja Birla and welcome you to season finale of the OK Not OK Show. In all my years of being a parent, if there's one thing almost everyone agrees upon, it's the need for a united parenting front. For the child, both parents are equally important. So imagine how confused he or she would be if the parents have conflicting views on everything all the time. Of course, there are various factors that come into play when presenting a united parenting front, like the personality of the parent, both parents not agreeing on the same style of parenting, the level of patience, the individual beliefs and experiences may be different. There are some very convincing thoughts on letting a child experience conflicting parenting technique. But if as parents, you'll have conflicting views, it's still best to look like a team. We shall talk about this in greater detail today. And if you have any questions for me, you can send those on 8108-943-943. I have with me the first caller of the day. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mrs. Birla. My name is Karan. I have a daughter and a son. They are 7 and 3 respectively. I've realized that when they want something, whether it's materialistic or the permission to do something and I refuse it, they run to their mom and in most cases, she agrees to their demand. What to do?
Hi Karan, I must start by telling you that kids are extremely smart and can identify the parent most likely to give in to their demands, and that too pretty much early in life. Having said that, you still need to have a chat with your wife on this. Chances are that she hasn't even realized that your kids are using these tricks, so maybe you may have to highlight those to her. Also, she needs to be made aware that her behavior is making you feel unsupported and at times totally undermined in this whole family dynamic scene. Discussing the negotiable and non-negotiable issues as parents will also hugely help. Of course, there will still be times when you are faced with situations that you'll have not discussed and anticipated. But I think it's perfectly okay to tell them that you're going to discuss this with their mom and then decide. As parents, y'all can even ask the children before saying yes or no to anything if they have discussed this with the other parent and what their response is. I think in this way, children also realize that they can't get away with it and more importantly, that mom and dad are on the same page. So for example, if the kids insist on eating junk food, maybe you and your wife can decide a day of the week that they can eat junk food. And the rest of the days, then it's a complete no-no. But while doing all this, keep calm because it's okay. If any of you have a question regarding the need for a united parenting front, you can WhatsApp it to me on 8108-943-943. As a mother of three, I've realized that being a parent is all about realizing our strengths while being patient. Today, we're discussing the need for a united parenting front and my phone lines are just buzzing. So let's see who our next caller is. Hi, who's there and how can I help you?
Hi ma'am, my name is Shivangi. I have a son who's 5. Now, my husband and I, we belong to a different school of thoughts on a lot of matters and we're pretty vocal about them. So we often have some very intense discussions and my son, Vivan, he thinks that these are fights and they're not. So, I like the healthy, open atmosphere where we are discussing things, but I don't want them to affect him.
Hey Shivangi, that's an interesting and pretty common situation you are stuck in. But I must tell you that it's very important for Vivan to understand that different people have different views and that's really how it should be and that it's absolutely healthy and normal to be having these sort of discussions. So, while there's a lot of support for the conflicting parenting technique and as you subscribe to this style, certain points I think do become important. So, for example, keeping a check on your tone and language, you know, don't have trigger point conversations in front of the child. Ultimately, both parents should decide what is allowed or not allowed, because otherwise a child will really grow up completely confused. But equally important is to keep calm, because it's okay. If any of you listeners have any suggestions for Shivangi, please WhatsApp it to me on 810-8943-943. You know, often I think that most problems and fights in a family get resolved or addressed when everyone just spends some time together every single day. We are discussing the need for a united parenting front, and with me on the phone, I have my next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi Neeja, my name is Meher. I have a daughter, Sheena, she's 12. As a working mother, I've realized that because of our busy schedules, my husband and I never spend time together with Sheena. I'm not sure of the kind of family values that we are imparting to her as family.
Hey Meher, I must say that your question is extremely important. But with a few basic conversations with your husband and Sheena, I think all your worries can be put to rest. So to start with, have a chat with your husband about your concerns and ensure he understands them. I'm sure your fear is driven by some experience or observation, and he may not even be aware of it. Pick a day of the week and spend time as a family together with your husband and with Sheena. And I'm sure this will work wonders in reiterating the fact that you and your husband are on a united parenting front. So even today, though my kids are grown up, and of course everybody has very busy schedules, we do try and ensure to at least get a family meal in together. And if it doesn't happen every single day, at least every alternate day is something that we really try to ensure. And believe you me, it goes a really long way. Always remember to keep calm, because it's okay. You know, if someone would have told me a few months ago that I'd don the hat of a radio jockey, I would have really laughed them off. This is the season finale of the OK Not OK show with me, Neeja Birla. This show has been an extremely beautiful journey for me. They say experience is the best teacher. Well, I'd like to add to that, that sharing your experiences so that others can benefit is even a greater teacher. So as I say my final goodbyes to you in the first season of the show, I can't help but leave you with another homework. And as always, this is something that you and I will do together. So as parents, let's make a list of the rules that you need to set to present a united front for your kids. This can be made a little bit more comprehensive by including some common pain points. Remember to spend as much family time together as possible. It sets a great example for kids too. Even if you're busy, you can involve the kids in daily chores. The whole idea is to spend time together and make it as fun as possible. But the most important thing to remember is that no one shoe fits all. Parenting has to be customized as per the parent and the child. So of course you listen to people, you take their advice and you go by their experiences. But at the end of the day, you are your best judge for what's best for you and your child. Follow your gut, it will never fail you. So that's it for today, and that's it for this season. I will be back soon. In the meanwhile, if you have any questions for me, you can reach out to me on Neeja_Birla on Instagram, and I will get back very soon. Always remember, keep calm, because it's okay. Hugs and love, Neeja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neeja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.